Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. Warda is a production of Whimsy and Artifice. That's me and Drew. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. Coming up soon is a brand new epic season of The Dungeon Dome, a competitive, narrative D&D actual play with One Shot's James D'Amato at the helm. Don't miss it. Not in the least because Drew and I are both involved. Check it all out at oneshotpodcast.com and tune in on Tuesday nights to the Warda Curiosities live stream on twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. But that's enough of the talking. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Warda Curiosities.
Okay, can I like stick my head out of the booth?
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory and I want to test it.
Okay, go for it.
I want to, this would probably be an arcana because it's not going to go well. Ezzy is Lutato Serene under a massive glamour spell.
Okay, sure. You want to try to dispel a glamour? Or are you trying to like see if it is a glamour?
See if it is a glamour. Like, okay. If it's like, or is there, would it be a polymorph? Or some sort of spell like that to make her make Lutato look like someone else completely. That's where Lutato's constantly gone.
It'd be a huge glamour.
I'm gonna roll this to get fantastic, and it's gonna be, nope, that was a stupid theory. All right, that is Arcanica. That was a 3.
Okay, you can't tell.
While he's doing that, I would like to look for the biggest, drunkest looking guy, like. Fight wise.
All right. In the chat, give me the biggest, drunkest guy, what he is and what his name is. So while they're waiting for that.
I'm going to hit him in the back of the head and make sure that there's someone behind him that could have possibly done
it. Okay. All right. While he's setting that up, what are you doing?
I am
His name is No, his name is, Jaime. No, Jamie. His name is Jamie, Amett.
Jamie Amett.
Jamie.
Who's Jamie Amett? This guy? The biggest
no,
guy.
No, no, let's call him Jamie Amato.
Jamie Amato.
Jamie Amato. Jamie Amato is a, he's an Afridi.
Perfect.
And he's huge. Big dude.
I want a temper.
And he's sitting up front watching, watching the next dance that's happening. And we'll say that it's a spring one.
Okay.
And so they're all cherry blossom trees. It's a bunch of Sylvani. No, it can't be Sylvani. They're half gene Sylvani.
So many Sylvani burlesque dancers in this place.
Oh,
like,
man.
So many.
And they're all like dropping their petals as they dance around. And it's like this flurry storm of petals and wind as they're, and he's.
I want to clock him in the back of the head.
All right, roll me a giant killer.
That's a 1.
That's fine, he's not even paying attention. So you go, and you hit him in the back of the head. And he turns around. And there's one of the Pelmels standing there. And he's like, oi, what you want? And he clocks him really, really hard. I'm gonna roll real quick. And I'm gonna make this a big roll, so it's gonna go in the box. And we will see if this turns into a fight.
Roll.
I'm gonna say this has like a +2 to become a fight. I gotta re-roll that, sorry. Here. And it is. Okay. I'm gonna say it turns into a fight. So there is... he throws a punch, clocks him, and his buddy, who's behind him with a bowler hat and suspenders, he comes up with his rod strike and force, like, does a force push on him, and Jaime Amato goes up and into the onto the stage, like into all the Silvani girls, and there's now cherry blossoms everywhere in the room, and they're falling down, and he gets up and he goes, "Hello, heroes, take them out." And so there's a bunch of other like half-jean Ifriti that stand up. They're around there and they turn around and they leap at the, okay. So Jaime Amato runs a dueling club called the Heroes. They are proficient in a thing called one shot.
Gosh, it's all happening.
And they reach in and pull out strikes and they do one shots. So now it's the Pell-Mells and the one-shots, and they're basically fighting each other, and it is now a huge brawl.
I'm going to do everything to cause more chaos.
As cherry blossoms explode into the room, and they're, like, flying everywhere.
We need to get this guy out of here.
I run over to you and say that at the same time.
Oh, well, yeah,
time.
No, yeah, I'm like...
To which Ezzy gets up and goes, "It's those damn arrows, all right, then." And she, like, gets up and she, like, wades in, like, whacking people.
I'm going to start grabbing glasses from the bar and just dropping them everywhere. Just everywhere.
Man, okay. So there's chaos. There's absolute chaos going on in this room. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to grab Shane and be like, "Stay down and come with me." And then we're going to, like, bolt for the door.
I follow.
All right. So you guys are need to like roll stealths to get out of here. So if you have stealth, so what your stealth is?
One.
I believe in you.
Zero.
Zero.
Unfortunately.
Oh, can I first look and see if there's a pixie door?
Oh yeah, I mean you don't even have to say that. There are
cool.
There are
That's my escape route. I'm just gonna continue causing chaos.
Okay, there's like, hold on. I'm gonna see how many. There are 12 pixies trying to get out of it.
Cool.
So like, there's a ton of pixies that are like,
trying to leave yet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cause chaos wherever they can be noticed.
Okay. So I'm gonna say a roll to cause chaos. I guess.
Chaos roll. I want to make that a skill. That's total roll. I don't know if there's anything I can add to it.
Criminal?
Criminal.
Yeah, roll. Add criminal.
It's a two.
To it. Two? Okay.
Makes it a two. Chaos.
All right. So I'm gonna say add two to your guys' stealth.
Three.
Two.
Two. Okay. I'm gonna roll for Chet. So you guys are like trying to sneak out, and Chet go, "Goodness gracious me, what is happening here? God. Damn me!
Damn it, Chet!"
Can I make like an ice mask over his mouth so that he can't?
Yeah, roll me an Arcana. Yeah.
That is a four.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, he can't even stop that. So he's like, "Damn it, what's going?"
Don't worry, it'll melt in an hour. Yeah. And then I grab him by the collar. And continue sneaking.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna. You had a three out of two?
Yeah. I had three, two. Right?
Yeah, but I also have, well, I don't know, I have an athletics and I'm gonna feel like a way to use that. Like, maybe like pick him up and like run faster.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Three?
A three?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pick him up and you start running.
Can I notice if there's a way out? Like a way out that nobody else can
roll me a notice.
So excited! Five.
Oh my gosh! You tell me where there is one.
Okay, so there is a There is a secret door that is backstage. A backstage door that I see that nobody's going in because they think it just leads to backstage.
Okay, so what happens is, so you pick him up and start to run. You cut your way through this crowd. You get up on stage in this rain of pink cherry blossoms that are everywhere, and spells are going back and forth. There's fire spells and water spells and force spells, and it's just crisscrossing the room back and forth. It looks like a Harry Potter battle going on. And you guys get up on stage and then go backstage, and you go through the dressing room, and there are girls and guys in half dress, running around back and forth, screaming back and forth as everything is happening. And you head out the back door. And you guys are outside into the back alley. Because it goes up the stairs into a back alley. And
outside is sitting Dove.
Exactly.
Nailed it!
And there's Dove, and she's like,
when I see them.
Well done.
Is that sarcastic?
No. It's actually well done. I'm quite happy with you guys.
Oh.
Thank you.
And she she air steps off of the so she's sitting on a fence and she stands up on top of the fence, and the fence is only about, yay wide.
Yeah.
And she air steps her way down. So she steps on air,
oh,
and then
nice.
Drops.
Fancy.
And drops next to you, her. And she's like,
"Oh,
that is a nice move."
She's like, "I like to be fancy."
That's obvious.
Can I make it out of the bar to meet these guys? Since
See if you can get out. I mean, there's a pixie door.
I know, but you said there's a crowd.
Door, so and they're "We can't get out."
Can I just fight my way out?
We're all gonna die.
I'm just gonna kick my way out.
Okay, go for it.
That's a 3.
Okay. So you move through, and you're you're punching your way through all these pixies, and they're like, "What up?" And you're punching them back and forth, and you move your way through the crowd and head on out. And you get outside into the cold night air. And what do?
You gotta find them.
You gotta find them. And so you pull around to the back. And they're just as Dove air steps her way down to them, and she's like, "So, what'd you learn?"
I learned that
now is not the time or the place.
All right.
I will explain later. We should get out of here.
Sure, I'll catch up with you tomorrow then.
Sounds good. And then we Is there any sort of magic I can? Never mind. I was wanting to find a way to tell her that with let everyone know that without alerting Chet that this vest has a listening charm on it.
Oh.
Because he can't know, because I don't want to lose that tool yet.
She goes, "Okay, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow then." And she.
And do I have Chet? I have Chet on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like. And then he's
like, move.
He's like,
"What?"
She puts her hand on your head and goes,
"Swat it."
So yes, we'll.
She closes her eyes. And she immediately turns around and she air steps her way up to a roof, mm-hmm. and flips over the roof, and she's gone.
Okay.
I don't like her.
Wait, really quick, guys. I just put it in the chat, but Hannah just did the hand and eye.
It looks awesome.
Nice. Oh my gosh, that's cool.
That looks really good.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. That looks exactly what I was picturing.
Seriously,
that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
And she's gone. Okay. And Chet's
And then I just kind of go, and I burn that ice off his mouth.
He's like, "What in the cag is going on?"
Getting you out of there before you get killed.
Put me down.
Set him down.
He goes, "Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Now, what is going on?" Look, look, look. Can I go?
What?
Yeah. Yes. Chat, yes.
Policeman. I'm sorry, what?
What'd you say?
I said there's a policeman. We should hurry and go somewhere else. Hurry, hurry.
Roll me a falsehood. Roll me a falsehood. Don't.
It is wow. A 4.
Well, we can't be seen here then.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go. We get out of there.
All right, where do you guys go?
We have a safe place to take you.
Where is it?
Oh, it's my curiosity shop. Please, come. Have some tea, settle down.
As well,
Emberlar, are you joining us?
Yes, in a minute.
There's some things that we should talk about, you know.
I agree. But there's a matter I must attend to. Tip, may I speak with you?
Yes.
Wait, so am I going with you then?
You just stay. Yes, please, please come to my shop. Have a cup of tea, relax. It's very, very late in the morning, so...
Maybe I should go home then.
Oh, but it's...
Mother will be ever so worried.
I'll send a message to your mother.
Oh, excellent.
Always the man.
No, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a notepad. Mm-hmm. He writes and closes it. And within like 10 seconds, a pixie shows up. And he goes, ah, yes, 35. I would like you to return home. Tell mother and father that I will be spending the night with my friends. And do tell them that I will be home in the morning. And that they're to put out my good frock. Good? Not frock, frock coat. My frock coat, please. Do you understand? Repeat back. And he repeats back exactly what he says. He goes, thank you, 35. Now, do go. And the pixie turns, looks at you and goes, and flies away.
Snooty pixie. All right, so yes, we will, we'll catch up with you in a minute. And then I walk over, I gesture to Tip, like, yes. Yeah, I know, but focus. Okay, listen, this is very important. Watch what you say around Chet. His vest has a listening charm on it, I suspect from Mutato Serene. It is very, if you guys are intent on taking him back to Curiosities, you're probably setting yourself in danger. Watch what you say, be very careful. Owen, is Owen. Don't let her say something stupid. Do not let her get hurt.
Done. I fly back as fast as I can to get to Owen.
Are we going?
Oh, yes, please, this way. And I gesture down the street and we start walking.
All right. So, are you going to go with him, Embalar?
No, I'm going to go to the station.
You're going to the station? Okay. Yeah. How do you guys get home?
We take a carriage. We take a taxi cab.
Okay, take a taxi.
Can
a
I
cab.
Also do I is how hard is listening magic or any like spy magic or
like spy magic? Yeah, what particular thing?
I want to put like some sort of like or maybe it's a mechanic or something to where I can like know if Owen or Tippin is in danger.
All right. Roll me an Arcanica. If you get a 2, I'm going to say that you can do it. And you can.
That's a 4.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I did great.
So I'm going to say that you place, which one do you want to place it on?
I want to place it on Tip, and I tell him as I'm, before he, like, I guess, like, mm-hmm. I want to feel like, hey, I'm going to put a little, this, I'm going to put this on you. That way if you guys ever, if something goes right or danger, I'll know and I'll
is
come.
Is it something I can activate?
No, it's just always active.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Like a beacon thingy, or will it just tell you if, like, I get hurt? Or is there a way
yeah, give, what's the parameters it? Of the spell?
That is a good question.
Is there like a Kim Possible beeper?
The moment you start feeling like an insane amount of stress and danger, that'll cue me in to know that something's wrong. And then I can come in with some sort of like thoughts, like tune in, like basically kind of like a walkie-talkie with my mind and be like, oh, are you okay? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. And that way you can tell me if it's bad and then I can show up.
And how strong is this listening charm on said Best?
I don't think it's a listening charm. I think it's just a detection charm.
Detection.
Yeah, so like he knows.
Well, no, he's asking about the listening charm that Chet is wearing.
On the vest. I want to know what's its range. Like how far away do I have to be to say things?
He didn't get an Arcanica on it. He just found, you got an insight on it, which means that you noticed that it was magical and probably listening. You didn't get the specifics out of it.
Okay, yeah, like I know that there's a listening charm on it, but I don't know how strong it is, so don't test it. It could be insanely powerful, and we're all tagged right now, and he can already hear me right now, but we're going to take a chance that that's not the case.
Okay.
So just be careful. Play it safe.
Sure.
I was like, that's not...
I fly away.
I know that.
So wait,
damn it.
Do you know that he's put this... safety
device? Yeah, I told him.
Yeah, he told me about
this.
Okay,
I wasn't sure if that was...
So you guys find a cab and this late at night, and you have to, like, go a couple of blocks to, like, a better neighborhood to get an actual cab. Mm-hmm. And the cab, actually, you find a human cab. Hmm. And what the human cab is it's a carriage on wheels, but there's no horse to it. It's a guy in front sitting in, he's standing in a basket, and there's, a wheel thing. There's like controls.
What?
And so he's like using it that way.
How cute.
And
how
so
quaint.
He like pulls up and he's got like got his hat over his eyes. He's like, "Hey there. Can I help you?"
"We would like a ride."
"Oh, get in then."
"Thank you."
"Where are you headed?"
119 Silver Street.
Bellwood Park?
Indeed.
All right. We'll take the downhill then.
That sounds fine.
All right. And he turns around and goes, you can just place the fare in the tube. And there's one of those mnemonic tubes that like send something up. Mm-hmm. And it has the fare on the top of it. And it's 3 augs. No, not 3. It's an aug.
Oh, that's so cheap. You know what? Here's...
Those are Lara's.
These are Lara's? Oh, my bad.
He asked him for 1 aug.
Yes, and then that's for you, and then... Or that's for the fare, and this is for you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And he... And it rolls its way. And what happens is you guys start going, and then it gets to a part in the street where he goes into a tunnel. And what it does is it connects to the sides of the tunnel... And he basically, it just goes downhill from there. And so he's just sitting there waiting. And you guys are like, woof, woof, going down through this tunnel. And so Chet is sitting there, like, damn exciting. Oh, dear me, I've never ridden a human cab before.
I'm going to start examining the vest. I want to use Arcanica to
see
if I can kind of figure out more about it. 2.
2?
Because that all cancels out.
Woo, 2. What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for any indication on the range of this spell. Like, how far away can it hear?
You get the sense that it's... So the magic that's connected to this, it looks like strings.
Okay.
So, like, you can see it as weaving inside of the vest.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're looking through it, you notice that all the main light strings. So you look at it and it looks like there's like light woven into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes to the back of his vest. And then it heads out from there. And if you follow that, it will lead you to where it's listening. You can't pull on it and figure out where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to follow it.
Okay. Is it like going out of the cab?
It goes out of the cab.
There's a light going out of the cab.
Yeah, well, if he's basically doing an Arcanica, so he's basically turning on like his magic vision.
Okay, cool.
To see it.
Also, I can roll again for this if you need me to. I want to see if there's any traces of any kind of oily magic substance.
Oh, go
yes.
For it.
That's a 4.
Oh man, you are just it, like, so you go over it and. Chet's like, what else are you doing? Is it a little close?
Just massage. We like to make our guests comfortable.
Your pixie does massage.
He does.
I'm very talented.
It's very light, but sometimes it's just what you need.
Really? That's quite interesting.
Somebody thinks about a human cab, a pixie massage.
Yes, I'll have
you
to.
You haven't lived.
I will have to get rid of 35 and get a pixie that can do this. I love it. It's interesting.
I hit slightly too hard.
Oh, it's a little hard. A little hard. All right.
I'm so sorry.
All right. What are we doing?
That's how you were examining the vest? Is that what we were doing?
Yeah, that's how I'm examining the
vest
to see if there's like that oily substance.
Oh, so you're going through, and as you're going through, it's clean. It's completely clean, except you notice that there's one spot right on the inside, and it's about the size of your hand. And it is an oily spot.
Perfect.
Do I notice any of that, what he's doing?
Roll an Arcanica.
Two.
You notice what he's doing, but you don't notice the...
Do I notice that it's like weird? Like I'm like, oh, he's...
He gets very fascinated with one particular spot. Okay. And you can tell that he's doing an Arcanica like sweep over him. All right, so you guys are heading down that way. Meanwhile, Embalar, you are headed off to... You're headed back. How do you get back to the precinct?
How far away am I?
Well, you were a couple of blocks away from like the fashionable part of town.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say that you're like 20 minutes, half an hour away by carriage.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, it's or like.
Do I have some sort of like teleportation magic?
Yes, you can take a teleport. It's pretty expensive, though.
Okay. Well, I don't. Do the wardens have anything like that?
Here's what I'm gonna do. Roll me this d4.
Okay.
Okay. You get one free teleport a pay period.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna use it.
Okay. So you use that. So. Allie, what does a teleport station look like?
I mean, they're kind of like elevators.
Okay.
Like an elevator that comes up from the subway.
Okay.
There's like a little, it's like, okay, so there are really lovely Art Deco-y kind of metro entrances in Paris to their subway. And they're very over the top and Art Deco and like dark green wrought iron kind of thing. It looks like that. It's elaborate and artistic.
Cool. And I'm gonna say that's all housed in like a certain place. Like,
yeah.
And there's like 12 tubes, like sitting here, and you go in and you like place your money in the thing, and then it asks you where, and you press a button basically on where you want to go, and it basically the sound that it makes is it makes that sound, and you're there 1 second, and then the next second. What happens is it's basically, do you know how when in Harry Potter when they apparate, they go into one space? That's not what happens. You go everywhere.
Oh, whoa, okay, cool.
So you go everywhere, and when you go, you basically go outwards and then up.
Okay.
And then when you come back to a place and you go out and then back together.
That's cool. That's really cool.
What's the sensation that happens when you do it?
I feel, obviously tingly, feel a tingly, and it's that feeling you get when you are lost in a store.
Okay.
And you can't figure out where you are.
Nice. I dig that. Do you enjoy that
no.
sensation? Okay.
No, I don't feel like nobody likes teleporting. You only do it when you have to.
Okay. Nice. So you show up, and this is the station that's pretty close to your precinct.
Mm-hmm.
So you like, it's an instantaneous thing too. Like it's there, and then you're back again, and you're like, oh gosh.
Cool. Yeah. Then I'm gonna I get out of the thing, and I'm like, hate it. All
right. And you walk down the street, and you head.
I have my staff strike. I'm like, oh Jesus. God, well, they don't have Jesus. Oh, Amen. Amma, help me. And I go inside the precinct.
Awesome. So the precinct is all lit up because people are there. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And you stumble in, and immediately, Fennel comes out.
Yeah.
She like gets up. She's like, Emmy, are you okay? Where have you been, Emmy?
Where's the captain?
Emmy, he left about 2 hours ago to go back to the opera house. Okay. I just got a message from a pixie saying that no one was there.
Well, yeah. Did you not see everyone running out?
Well, yeah, but I thought that you were going to, like, corral them outside or something like that. I thought that's what happened.
Alex, I had my hands full.
Dude, what happened with the hand?
With what?
The hand of Amon. You told me there's a hand of Amon.
Oh, did I? I can't remember that. Sorry. Oh, yeah?
Oh. Your little pixie friend. You were working with a hand of Amon?
Yes. There was... Since we thought that they were responsible for the murder and... Putting the spell.
Are you saying that a hand of Amon killed her?
No. It turns out they were sent there to investigate something different, and through happenstance thought they were guilty. We fought. Turns out, no, we were all on the same side. It's all fine now. And through their help, we were able to get down, and they took us away. We have a clue. We have a lead.
Okay, that's great. Captain's not in right now, but he's not happy.
Well, he's going to be happy after I tell him this.
All right. Do you want me to send a pixie for him?
Yes, please, immediately.
Okay. And she goes over the wall, and there's a sequence. She goes over to a particular part in the wall, and there's a sequence of buttons.
Yeah.
She goes over and she goes, and she presses one, and there's a box above all the buttons, and there with a bunch of squares on the inside of it. And one of them goes, and a pixie falls out and then catches itself and flies up. And it comes up and it's like, and she goes, we need to send a message to Corgan Vance. Corgan Vance, you need to go find him and tell him that Embalar Ardeo is back at the precinct office. The district office, do you understand? Yes, madam, I understand. And he repeats back.
Yeah, and I'm like, tell him to teleport here immediately.
I will tell him to teleport here immediately.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That is all.
Okay.
You may go now.
Oh, okay, all right. and he flies off.
All right, so I said, how's your hand?
She pulls up her hand, and she's got no thumb, and she's like, I mean, it's weird not having a thumb. I've been trying to pick up things.
Is it still hurting?
It doesn't hurt at all. I mean, you cauterized it pretty good.
I mean, it's not, like, sore or anything?
I mean, maybe a little sore, but, I mean, we had a brownie healer come through here. Called for the brownie healer, he came, and... It's gonna be fine.
Is there any way they can put anything back on, or
no? The thumb is stone. He tried to turn it from stone back to flesh, and it didn't work.
Maybe we can get a Mechanica like thumb, like a prosthetic.
Yeah, I'll talk to the mechanist tomorrow morning.
Get one that moves.
Yeah, that'd be nice. She's like that. Yeah. She goes, that'd be. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But are you gonna wait for the captain?
Yeah. No.
Do you want me here?
That would be helpful, yeah, so that way he doesn't burn me to a crisp the moment he sees me.
Okay, I'm gonna go get changed then.
Yeah. Is she still in her outfit?
She's still in her dress.
Aww!
It's like a John Hughes movie.
It is.
And she's like, okay, what time is it?
Probably.
I'm gonna get a couple more minutes here. She's like, okay, and she's like, I'm gonna go, okay, and you get the sense that she wants to ask you something?
Okay, then I stop her.
And she's like, no, it's nothing.
No, what is
no,
it?
No, it's nothing. It's fine.
Finn, tell me.
She kind of blushes. She's like,
Never mind.
I said, never mind. She's like emphatically like hitting the table. She's like, never mind. It's fine. gotta go. And she like walks away. And she leaves. What do you do while you wait for Corgan?
I want to sit and wait a minute, and I want to go find her. Well, not while she's changing. I want to like find, know where she is, so I can talk to her about it.
Okay, so you wait for a little bit, and then you find her, and she has gone to the communal showers.
Okay.
And so she can tell that she's taking a shower, and getting cleaned up and stuff like that. And she eventually comes out. She's wearing her uniform.
Yeah.
But is she a full Sylvani? She's a full Sylvani,
yeah.
Right? And that's right, her hair is stocks. And their socks are now wet, so they're like drooped over.
Yeah.
On the back there, and you like come around the course and you startle her. She's like, oh gosh.
Sorry.
Were you waiting for me? Did you look?
No, of course not. I was just coming to talk to you.
You could have. It's not like you haven't seen any before. It's fine.
I didn't want you to think that I was doing something untoward.
Well, okay. I mean, you could have. And she's like, it's fine. Forget it. Look, I'm gonna go get something to eat because it's late. I guess it's early. Now she like reaches in and pulls out a pocket watch. She's like, she goes to click it and yeah. She goes, oh.
Hey, I have an idea. How about we just find a little like place where we can sit and I'll order some brownie food.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. You wanna go to like a place or you wanna order out?
I'll order out.
Okay.
You want like some like mushroom rolls or anything?
Well, I'm not really up for goblin food right now, but like maybe some honey scones would be nice.
Okay, yeah, definitely. We can do, yeah. How many, we like four.
Sure.
Splurge.
Why not?
All right. Okay. Yeah. I'll go get the pixie and put in the order.
Okay. So you go and you press one of the buttons, and again, it's like a shh. And you notice that they fall out. They're asleep.
Yeah.
And so they're like, whoa. Comes up and he's like, yes, sir.
Hey, can we go to, can I place an order for the, what is the place called? Chat, what is the restaurant called?
Yeah. Tell us what the brownie bakery is that they want honey scones from.
It's obviously 24-hour brownie bakery.
Yeah, the brownie bakery. What is it called? I'm going to place an order from Key Place. Mm-hmm. That is, can we get four honey scones, three...
The Yummery!
Oh, it's the yes. Yummery!
I would like to place an order from the Yummery. Can I get four honey scones, two moon apples?
Okay. She's like, honey scones, moon apples?
And one... I don't know, I want like a pasta or something, but I don't feel like goblin food.
Waffle. One...
One spring waffle.
Mm. One spring. So, four honey scones... Two moon apples, one
spring waffle.
One spring waffle. At the Yummery.
Yes. Thank you.
I will need money.
Yeah. Here we go. Which one is which, by the way?
Oh, those are Lara's. She's like, an og should suffice, sir. I will give you change. So it's. Mm. Like, puts it around her neck.
That's why they have holes in them.
What?
And she's like...
All right, yeah, and that'll be all. Thank you, and I hold up like my little hand for like a high five.
She goes...
No, just high five, like, get your hand with it. You hit my hand with your hand. Thank you.
Can I go?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
And zoo, they fly. She flies off. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to jump over to you guys. And you guys have just pulled up, like you've just come out of the tunnel. And you drive for another like 5 minutes or so, and you end up at your lane, your alleyway. Mm-hmm. And, all right, is this you?
This is me, thank you so much.
All right, if you ever need any more, my name's McGee.
McGee.
You can ask for McGee.
Can you be discreet, McGee?
Be whatever you like, miss.
I'll remember that name then.
Call him Discreet McGee.
And then I get out.
And he, as you get out, he's like, call me Discreet McGee. And it goes away, and Chet comes out. And is very much like, well, that was thrilling, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. I'm glad you had a good
wonderful.
Time.
Where are we?
We're at my humble abode and curiosity shop, please, this way. And oh, I lead the way down the alley.
It's an alleyway.
Oh, no. Not just an alleyway. There's a, and then we go down the alleyway.
I'm terribly excited.
Oh, I know. And I walk up to the door, unlock the door, open the door, we go in.
You step in, and there is a brownie sitting on the front desk. And he's like, well.
What was your name again?
My name is Alfred Brillum.
That's right.
And like that. Chet Stocking goes,
who's Alfred Brillum?
Alfred Brillum? Of the Brillums? They're the high house of the brownies.
How interesting.
And he goes, Mr. Alfred, Master Alfred, it's terribly wonderful to see you, sir. And Alfred's like, I'm sure it is.
He goes, well, have had a really long night. So I want, and this is my shop, and I want everyone, you, sir, Brillum, why are you still here? How did you get in? Just come outside with me. Chet, you stay here.
How far is the Opera House from here, and how fast can Tippin make it there?
Oh, Tippin, roll me a... Do you have an athletics?
I do.
Roll me an athletics.
It's neutral, so I...
What is your athletics?
It's a one, so...
Oh, and then it cancels out.
Well, no, this is all canceled.
So I mean,
yeah, just
if you
one.
Left now, you'll be back by dawn.
How long is it until dawn?
It's about maybe 2 hours. Remember, you gotta fly there.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to, like, then carry it back, and that's gonna be slower. Getting there will not take you a whole lot of time, but coming back will.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Take Chet to the stock room. Take him away to the stock room in the back.
Yes, the stock room.
Yes.
In the back.
In the back. While I have a conversation with our good Mr. Brillum.
Yes. Make sure that he knows that we do definitely have his
item.
We've acquired it. It just will take a moment to pick it up.
Right. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And then I turn to Brillum. Or they go.
You turn around and Chet is talking to him going, no, have you ever had a blood orange before? No, they're terribly wonderful. And Brillum's like,
Chet, we have some drink for you. Just... to help calm you down after such a long night.
Oh, yes, of course. Do excuse me, Master Alfred. And he bows very low, and bows again, and then bows a third time, as he goes out with you.
And I find whatever orb of liquid is semi-sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I find an orb of liquid that would taste good to Nayati.
Oh, okay. So let's say that in the kitchen area that you have, you have globes of different drinks that kind of swirl above.
Yes, that sounds lovely.
And so you go up and you find like a salt wine.
Perfect. And I'll bring it down to him and like.
And he he like
not serve it to him, but hand it to him.
Okay, he expects you to serve him. Like he like brings out a glass and sets it down and goes.
Oh, it knows me. I'm going to serve it to him as best I can.
All right, roll me a luck.
Oh, darn. Oh.
Double plus.
Ah! Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna keep it. I mean, Tippin's not mad about this. He's mad about this, but not mad that he got bad luck.
Yeah, so you got bad luck, which means that you serve it to him, but you like serve it to him, and in serving it to him, you knock over the glass and he catches it. You knock over the glass and he takes the liquid out of it and the glass breaks and he's like, clumsy fool.
I'm not a serving
pixie. You don't get that far. He smacks you. That's the bad luck of it. Is he full on, you're like, I'm not a, and he whips you basically with the back of your fingers and it like knocks you and he goes.
I'm gonna knock him out.
He's not expecting it.
I know.
So go for it.
I'm gonna knock
him
out.
He's going to begin to drink it.
That's a two.
I'm gonna say he's not expecting it, but yeah, okay. He's drinking it, and you hit him square in the temple. I want you to roll me a luck.
Luck rolls are not nice to me. can I reroll that? I just want good luck, and I have one more.
Go for it.
Cool.
There we go.
Good luck.
Okay, so you don't kill him. But you do knock him out, and he does hit his head on the table, and he's out.
Good. He deserved
it. So you're talking to Alfred.
How did you get in here?
He looks at you and goes, Madam, I am of House Brillum. I go where I wish.
Well, not my shop. And I believe our contract said, didn't even give a date for when I was to...
I said tomorrow morning.
You said tomorrow morning? Well, sir, we just got home, so in my book, tomorrow morning is the next day. Please, see yourself out.
Oh, no. I'll wait.
I'll fly out and say I'll have it by dawn.
Good.
Next morning.
Good. I'll wait. And I'll take some scones, if you don't mind.
I have a better idea. I want to find in my shop something like a little. How tall is this man?
He's probably 2'5".
I want to
maybe closer to 3 foot.
Some kind of little cage that that perhaps a large bird cage that I can find that I want to find and then put him in since he has decided to stay.
Oh my gosh! You need to roll for this.
I was gonna do a thing, but I like your thing better.
You know what I would
roll me an Arcanica.
Okay.
'Cause you can give me a.
I do. Where's my?
You can put them under your money.
Roll
here
again.
Go. I will one more time. Can I do it one more time?
Yeah, you can do as many times as you want. You can burn through them if you want.
Okay, that, it's a three.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I'm gonna say, what happens is, you basically lift up this cage to put him in, and the two of you chase each other around your shop as you try to put him in this cage, and he's like shooting spells at you back and forth, and you actually have this little duel between the two of you. But the whole thing is, you... So in the movie version of this, what happens is, you bring up the cage, he looks at you, and it cuts to him with like a black eye, and like disheveled everything, and he's in the cage, and it pans up to you, and you're like, you're sitting there, but like your hat is askew and your hair is all mussed up, and you have like little claw scratches on your cheek.
Your brooch is crooked.
And that's, I think, where we're gonna leave you guys.
I throw him a pillow.
And he's just like,
put it through the bar.
He takes it and like he chitters at you. He's like,
so intimidating. I'm so scared. And then I walk away and go into the back.
And as you walk away, the camera, so the door opens and you're walking through and you see in the background, there's Alfred. He's like ripping the pillow to shreds and there's like feathers going everywhere inside of the
Those feathers are not hypoallergenic.
Closed door. and that'll be the end of your guys' episode. So let's finish with you.
Yes.
You and Fennel are sitting eating as the so like she's eating back and forth. What are you guys talking about?
I'm gonna tell her a couple jokes. Just telling her jokes to make her laugh.
Sure. You probably don't have romance, but roll a luck. We'll call it a luck.
I will re-roll.
Go for it.
Can somebody hand me that? Another one? Okay. And 1, 2, skidoo.
Neutral.
I'll take neutral.
Okay.
I'm gonna rely on the natural, the greatness of the jokes themselves.
She laughs.
Darn tootin'.
And I think that's actually where we're gonna end for you guys, is you guys have this little scene where you're going back and forth and you're telling your jokes, and she's laughing at them. And the last shot is the two of you sitting over the table, mm-hmm. and your hand is resting on the table, and it's her unthumbed hand reaches over and like puts it over yours, and that's the end of that scene.
Aww.
And that's the end of the episode, guys.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. The players are Amy Powell as Owen Ballard, Frank Gasparo as Tippin, and Justin Blankenship as Embrilar Ardeo. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at soundcloud.com/ARNE-PARROTT. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates, follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda, and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for... listening.